You're an artist based in Austin now. I know you've spent some time in Los Angeles. How important is South by Southwest to what you do, especially being somebody who's here, in, you know, embedded in the music scene all the time?
Well, this is sort of the first year that I really feel like I'm doing something that has weight to it. It can be pretty hard, actually, for Austin musicians to actually put a dent in South by at all, because there's so many high-profile acts coming to town. And again, you know, this isn't really about Austin. South by Southwest is about the international platform that it is, you know. But to have both going right now, to be from here and actually being able to play stages that it's not like some food company from Nebraska that I've never heard of and I'm playing in the catfish parlor, you know, under a highway or something, which happens. And this is all stuff that people, you know, come to on their own, where I'm also having people seek it out. And, you know, it's a big battleground. You know, I'm into learning stuff. And this is a massive challenge to just drive through the city, or load, unload, eat food, not get too drunk, you know, get drunk enough, you know, play the songs, enjoy yourself, sleep. I mean, it's a juggling act. And at the end of it, it really is rewarding. You know, every night when you finally get off work, you're like, I have a job? You know, I thought I was a musician. This is a job. This is great. I have a job.
A couple of years ago, one of our producers saw you play, and she came home freaking out over you with your kick drum and your, you know, just, it was, you were the one-man band. And getting a chance to see you here with the full band, the female singer who was amazing, can you talk about that progression, how you got from there to here?
Oh, it's all kind of a weapons and armor sort of thing. I mean, the one-man band wasn't even a goal. I never set out, like, one day I'm gonna be a one-man band and I'm gonna multitask and have tambourines on my feet. But it was that I wrote a bunch of music that that I couldn't play live with an acoustic guitar. It didn't have the same feeling. So I basically started kind of covering my own music, and then it started changing the songs. And I, you know, the benefit of being alone when you play is that you can midstream, you can just be like, oh my God, I've never heard this song sound like this, while you're playing it. And so once I got used to the material and I knew my own music, you know, in and out, I've been able to take it all through these peaks and valleys. And then, so that's the same progression. There's still certain songs that when I play it as the one-man band, it doesn't sound right to me. And as I continue to write and try and do more ambitious stuff, it's like, it's not possible to do harmonies as a one-man band. And it's, you know, and there's a lot of sonic stuff that I want to be able to cover. So, you know, in the future, the band is for two reasons. Is that now I'm lucky enough to be playing longer festivals where I'm having like 90-minute sets. And doing the one-man band for a 90-minute set kind of becomes like a stand-up routine, where you have to really keep people engaged, and it becomes less about the music and more about me just being on stage, at least for me. And it's pretty stressful.
I heard you play a bunch of new songs I wasn't familiar with at all. What are the plans to release, album? What's next?
Well, I have an album that's going to come out this winter, and I'm trying not to buy into my own fear about new music, you know, because there's no way you're not going to alienate people if you want to progress. And I feel like I got to this point, you know, it used to be like when I recorded my first album, when I would play live, it didn't have anything to do with it. And people were like, I don't like that. You know, I liked the album. And then when I learned to do the one-man band, people were like, your album is horrible. You know, I really like this one. Like, what? That's what I want. And so if I think back, there's no way I can, you know, there's no way I'm going to move backwards. You know, so what I'm trying to do next is I'm trying to remind myself to stick to what I want, you know, for myself. And I feel like if I enjoy it, I trust that someone out there has a similar taste in music to me. So it's going to not really sound like what I've even heard yet, you know. So it's, and I'm trying to be ambitious. I love albums, you know. I'm not trying to put out a bunch of songs to try and get them places. I'm trying to put out an album that sounds cohesive and reflects what I want.
Tasted sweet when across the globe.